Combined Motor Holdings has returned to profitability during the interim period. The group delivered a profit of close to 150 million rand from a loss of 10 million rand. This was mainly boosted by its retail division, which recorded its best ever first half, thanks to global supply chain issues that restricted the supply of new cars, which in turn boosted the price of used vehicles. We're going to be getting into the conversation now with Jeb McIntosh. He's the CEO of the company, taking a closer look at some of these factors and dynamics that have been in play. Jeb, thanks so much for joining us on the line this evening. So we talk about supply chain issues really wreaking havoc on markets, but it's come as a bit of a tailwind for Combined Motor Holdings, right? Amidst the supply shortages of new cars, you've managed to post this bumper first half profit. So talk us through this dynamic that you've been able to leverage off.
Good evening, Anusha. Yes, it's been a difficult 6 months with COVID and then the unrest in Natal. Nevertheless, the stock shortage on new vehicles, we managed to leverage probably by giving less discount in that area. And the used car prices have moved up considerably, which actually hampered used car trading to some extent, because you were also unable to find much stock in the used car market. But the actions we put in place during the early lockdown have stood us in good stead, and we managed to maintain our cost savings, interest savings, and obviously with low stock levels, that's also helped. Yeah. So all in all, it was an excellent all-round performance from everyone, which we delighted with.
Paint a clearer picture for us, Jeb, when it comes to the supply crunch. How much of a supply crunch are you facing, and how is that stacking up to the demand side of the equation?
Well, we short right across the board, so but it's difficult to say to what extent. The market probably will come in at about 450 this year, we estimate, and probably the demand is between 500 and 550. So there's a shortage of 50 to 75,000 cars. But a shortage of one car is enough to make a shortage. So that is the situation. That's knocked on into the car hire business as well, where we are unable to actually fleet enough motor cars at the moment.
Yeah. Sorry to interrupt, but I asked the question because, you know, one almost gets a flawed view of the economic recovery picture that we're looking at, and it's tainted by supply chain issues more so than anything else. And one wonders just how quick an unwind we could see of the scenario once those supply taps are unblocked.
Yes, look, I don't think the demand's unlimited. I think the consumer is under pressure, Alicia. So it's not unlimited. So I think when you unlock the taps, as you say, you are going to hit a ceiling relatively quickly, in my opinion, going forward. But it's not clear at this stage when those taps will be unlocked, because you get differing reports every day. But it would appear that this chip shortage is going to continue into the first quarter and possibly the second quarter next year.
So within that scenario, Jeb, then, does natural pricing power automatically kick in for you? Because you've got the supply-demand dynamic to consider on the one hand, but you've also got this very strained economic picture, and that, one assumes, dampens some of that power somewhat.
No, it will dampen it on the new car side. Funny enough, on the used car side, it should improve things, because we're desperately short of stock there, because we're not trading enough vehicles. So, in fact, whilst profitability on the new side is up, used cars is actually slightly down, mainly because of the stock constraints as well. So that should help to balance out. And then as we get more supply coming through, more cars on the road again, it should help our fixed departments in parts and service. So all that will sort of balance out, I think, going forward. But, yes, you're right. The sort of Indian summer will be over at some stage on the vehicle selling prices.
So for now, you alluded to right at the top some of the cost-cutting measures you've pursued over what has been a tough period. Do you stick to that? It's come with pay cuts, retrenchments, salary freezes, early retirements. You've cut your car hire fleet, your staff numbers by just more than a fifth, Jeb. How much of a tight handle do you have to maintain?
No, look, we have to maintain a tight handle, and we have been, Elisa. I mean, obviously, salaries have gone back to normal levels, etc. But from a headcount point of view, we've kept it very much in line with our cut figures. So we're finding that generally we can be more productive right across the board than we dreamt we could be previous to COVID.
What a period like this, Jeb, does is not only force you to think about your cost parameters a little bit more so, it also forces you to rethink how you've been doing business. And I guess some of the benefit of that rethinking, filtering through on the car hire space, that unit making a remarkable U-turn, and you've attributed it to a partnership that you've pursued. I mean, is this a part of a reinvigorated strategy as you chase market share?
Well, we picked up market share for a number of reasons. We've been working hard at it. But a few of our competitors have also really battled during this period, leaving a gap. So we picked up a number of new accounts during this period, and we've been lucky enough that we didn't panic over selling our fleet. So we reduced it gradually rather than a sudden rush, which meant we got the best prices for our stock, and also meant we managed to keep our fleet intact, because there's a huge shortage of cars to fleet, as I mentioned already. And we're running at about 76% of our previous fleet size versus an industry average of approximately 50%. So we definitely made progress there. And again, because of the shortage, we're getting a better ADR per day, return per day, than we have historically, which has also helped.
Yeah. Jeb, before I let you go, what's your assessment of the competitive landscape you're operating in and the competitive muscle you're playing the game with?
Well, I mean, we're in a very strong position from a balance sheet point of view with 650 million rand in cash, which gives us an opportunity to take up various opportunities that arise. We've built a motor center in Bolito, which we've got five franchises in Motor City, which is going extremely well during this, although it's in the last 6 months. And we are looking for other opportunities. And we have added a number of bolt-on franchises of a smaller nature, which we're adding onto our current structures. So that will be an assistance as we go forward, as the stock comes forward, to help balance out the fact that I think margins will be affected, as we referred to earlier.
Yeah. Let's leave it there, Jeb. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, the CEO of Combined Motor Holdings, Jeb McIntosh.